Tuesday, July 5th, 2011. From Kumi Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hanna. Making headlines, the World Bank reports rising labor costs will push over 80 million Chinese jobs in light manufacturing abroad over the next 3 to 5 years, with African nations well-placed to lure many of them their way. Obiageli Ezekwesili, World Bank VP for Africa, also hailed recent local efforts to bolster the continent's farming sector after decades of neglect, but warned that the region remained overly exposed to food and fuel price shocks. China's economic success and hunger for resources has helped boost African growth, but Ezekwesili cited a World Bank estimate that rising Chinese wages would lead to manufacturing firms going elsewhere, taking with them between 83 and 85 million jobs. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo used tear gas to disperse hundreds of opposition supporters protesting outside the Electoral Commission against alleged irregularities in voter registration. The clashes, confirmed by demonstrators and the police, were the first signs of tension in the capital, Kinshasa, as the vast Central African country geared up for its second post-war poll. President Joseph Kabila is favoured to be re-elected in the November vote, but he is becoming increasingly unpopular because of his failure to tackle corruption and bring peace to the East. NATO's chief defended the alliance's Libya operation during a visit to Russia, which has accused the Western coalition conducting airstrikes of overstepping its UN mandate to protect civilians. NATO Secretary-General Anders Fogh Rasmussen spoke during a break from a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council in the Black Sea resort of Sochi, where Russian President Dmitry Medvedev also met South African President Jacob Zuma to discuss Libya. International leaders are puzzling over how to end the war in Libya, where, despite 3 months of bombing, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi has resisted calls to give up power in the face of rebel offensive aimed at ending his 41-year rule. Also making headlines, leaders of North and South Sudan agreed to continue talks on a series of disputes after the South's impending secession, officials said, a move that will disappoint Western countries hoping for a quick deal. Egypt's prime minister signaled his country's parliamentary elections will be held in late September during a visit to the United Arab Emirates. And the Black Management Forum yesterday announced that it has withdrawn from Business Unity South Africa with the intention of reorganizing black business outside of BUSA. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krima Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.